Time for a little feature we call
Info Bean.
Oh, I can't wait. This is when I catch up on all the good stuff.
Bean has Asperger's, which is
social awkwardness, obsessions, focus on one subject, lack of eye contact, can't tell if the people he's talking to are into the topics that he's talking about.
Ding, 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 ding.
Come on. How much does that sound like me,
Doesn't really care at all. Doesn't really care if people are into what he's talking about. So we've come up with this feature, thanks to Info Bean, where I write stuff down verbatim. And the rule of the room is, if he says something that comes out of the blue or is clearly a thing that it will be, no one speaks to him.
Right. Don't
engage. I just want to make sure I understand the premise of this bit, though. So you're making fun of somebody that you believe has a mental condition. That's basically what's happening here, right?
No, what we're trying to do is because
I've got human resources listing on the other line.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to narrow down the stuff that is not interesting so that you can say, oh, well, I thought everybody was interested in
this
that.
This is a learning opportunity.
Correct.
This is a teachable moment, as our president would say.
One goes back to Christmas. I apologize for that, but I forgot to read it last time. And this is a gift that Lisa gave Bean that only he would be into. Bean says, just my type is the history of the font. This book looks awesome. Is that what you sent to him,
yes.
Lisa?
You're an enabler, Lisa.
This is exactly the kind of book I've been looking for.
That was a fantastic Christmas gift. That was just me expressing appreciation to a coworker for a thoughtful gift.
The history of fonts.
That's on Lisa. I don't blame Bean for that one. That's on Lisa.
The problem isn't that he's interested in it. It's that he talks to us about it.
And then Lisa says, to just end the conversation, I'm glad. And then Bean takes a beat and he says, Lisa, when I'm done with it, I'll let you borrow it. And that is where you don't understand. Maybe you're interested, but other people aren't.
Yeah. You can keep that all to yourself and enjoy.
Don't feel the need to send it to Lisa because she won't read it. He likes to tell us things that he's doing right now for no apparent reason. He says, I'm going to make soup right now. And then nobody says anything. And then he follows that up with, that's what I'm going to do.
But isn't that the info bean?
We don't need further clarification.
I was asking a question.
Ask a question about every single one of these, and I'm telling you, we get it. We understand it. We know
right,
what you're
but
saying.
Isn't that the kind of thing you'd like to know about your coworkers? That's what he's going to ask.
Right, no, I wasn't at all.
We don't want to
say
soup.
Isn't that in the long tradition of trying to burn other people when you have awesome food and they don't?
You
we
have
all
soup.
Do that.
Wait,
soup rules.
You were playing.
Soup is what they give homeless people in giant halls and set tables when they got nothing else to eat.
Wait, that was an attempt at a burn?
Yes, it was.
That's even worse.
I had soup and you didn't. That's what I was
going for.
That's
a burn.
Okay.
Here's a recent one. Looks like Etta James died. Then no one said anything. And then Bean said, as expected.
Well, she's, and then, you know, had leukemia. She's very sick. We saw it coming.
Who's we?
I don't know.
Follow Etta
the
James
world.
In her health.
The Etta James Google update
club. Are you aware of the people that you work with? So he says, as expected. And then Mug says, huh? And then I yelled, hey! And then Bean started yelling at us. Hey! That's not a thanks that info Bean. That's interesting.
It is interesting and newsworthy. Look,
that's
Etta James has been in the news a lot
that's
in recent years.
Do you know what happens to your coworkers when we see Etta James's name in the news?
You go, hey, Beyonce played her in a movie a couple of years ago. That's interesting.
Right,
what's she up to?
We skip right over. We don't care at all.
Well,
not
she's
even
a legendary singer.
Info Bean.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Info Bean.
You should care about her.
Info Bean.
Bean's been on in Seattle. He's been having trouble getting out to his island because of the snow where he lives.
Mm.
So this one was a couple days ago, and whew, this kept going. you guys know how much I love mail. First of all,
here we go.
He loves.
Boy.
Mail.
More I love anything having to do with the post office.
He goes to the post office every day on purpose. The rest of us go only when we have to, if it's a last resort. You guys know how much I love mail. Getting mail for me is one of the greatest things in the world. Now, remember, we weren't talking about things we like or anything like
right.
that. So no one says anything.
Boy, he came out of the corner with a haymaker there,
yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah. And then he continues, I haven't been to the island in about 8 days. And then no one said anything. And then he did. Because most of us need that, oh, really, tell us more moment or we'll stop.
Right.
Not Bean. Can you imagine how great this is going to be? It's going to be like Christmas morning for me.
Because all the mail will be waiting there on the island?
Yes! 8 days of mail. Are you kidding me? I couldn't wait.
What do you guys hate the most when you come back from a trip?
Mail.
Is it going through the freaking giant pile
of freaking mail you have
that's
to just...
just crap.
It is not...
dig through.
It's not only not the best, it is the worst.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. And he wouldn't stop. He was just like, oh, it's going to be like Christmas morning.
Well, remember that I also write to a lot of people.
I have
mail coming in.
Thanks for that info bean.
Look forward to.
Thanks for that info bean.
I'd like to just say a collective not interested. See, senor, we good? We cool? We cool? We
cool? See, the only time he doesn't talk is at the end of this bit.
We cool?
I'm too hurt.
We cool?
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on the world famous K-Rock, 5:50 a.m. The boys are on vacation. It is the best of Kevin and Bean. However, your old radio pal Ralph is still here doing the show biz beat, and that's what I'm here for. Can I get a little volume on my camera?
Volume. There you go.
There we go. Spectacular. Sad news this morning. Famous Hollywood screenwriter and director Nora Ephron has passed away at the age of 71. She was reportedly suffering from leukemia and been very ill. They said pneumonia was finally the cause of death. She was a three-time Oscar nominee, married three times, to author Dan Greenberg, Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein, and screenwriter Nicholas Pileggi. Interestingly enough, she is famous for her movies You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally, a long list of films. She worked extensively with Tom Hanks and also Meryl Streep. In fact, her last film was 2009's Julie and Julia, which was very well received and did very well. So, sad news today.
Happy news, though, for Jason Lee and his wife, Saren.
They welcomed a baby boy into the family. The boy's name, apparently, Sonny Lee. That's nice. Sonny. They also have a little girl named Casper. It gets weirder. If you go all the way back to their 8-year-old son, it's not their son. Jason has an 8-year-old son from a previous relationship. His name is Pilot.
Ah, good old Pilot.
Pilot Inspector. His middle name is Inspector.
Pilot Inspector. Makes perfect sense.
He's the Pilot Inspector.
Good.
He's got a name and a job all set for him. Did you know Uggy from The Artist had his paw marks put in the cement in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater last week?
I didn't know that either. Wow.
Just finding out. I wish I had known that. I would have been there for Uggy.
You wouldn't have gone.
I would have gone for the ceremony.
You would not.
No, I wouldn't have. Uggy, to the best of my knowledge, he's only done that one really big role in that one really big movie.
That's all it takes.
Seems a little crazy to put his paw prints in cement, but congratulations to Uggy. He is the first dog ever to receive that honor. I can't believe Lassie's not in there, or Rin Tin Tin, or one of those other famous dogs.
Or Spud.
Or Benji.
Right.
Spud McKenzie?
Spud McKenzie.
From the Bud Light commercials?
Yes.
You think he should be in cement?
Why not? He's a famous dog.
That's dumb.
I was just thinking of famous dogs. That's the first dog that came to my head.
Spud McKenzie. You're pathetic.
Yeah.
He received a cake also in the shape of a fire hydrant.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice for Uggy. Another dog, Charlie Sheen, in the news. So funny. I just did a story this week where he said his main priority now is being the best dad he can be. Raising his daughters, all that matters to him now is fatherhood.
Uh-huh.
Well, this week he was in New York City with his ex-wife Denise Richards and their two daughters for the weekend. And he was supposed to spend it, you know, being a dad. But according to Us Weekly magazine, things turned into a one-man stag party rather than the G-rated getaway they had expected. He had escorts. They were seen coming and leaving his accommodations at the Ritz Hotel in New York. He totally trashed the room. And the Ritz Hotel has told Chuck that he is never welcome at any of their properties again.
Wow.
Quite the dad.
Yep.
However, Chuck's representatives say that he did have some quality time with his family at a ball game, and he hosted a dinner in his room. Yeah. The family was eating off the back of a hooker, apparently. That's how they were enjoying their dinner. Congratulations to Snoop Dogg. His son, Cordell Brodus, has received an offer for a scholarship at UCLA to play football.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
I know Snoop Dogg's like a big into like
huge
football.
Football.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Coached his son's team for many years. Mm-hmm. His Pop Warner team.
Yep.
So Cordell, good enough apparently to be offered a scholarship with UCLA. He isn't set to graduate high school until 2015, so they've got him early.
Wow.
So congratulations to Snoop Dogg. It's funny because Sean Puff Diddy Doo-Wah Diddy Combs, his son Justin, also offered a scholarship to UCLA. So
Justin Combs and Cordell Brodus could be playing
Damn.
Football together.
Snoop's kid and, cool. and Diddy's kid. And Kim Kardashian is, porn star Kim Kardashian is worried that her soon-to-be ex-husband Chris Humphries will tell all the secrets of the family to the world. According to Star Magazine, Chris is ready to testify in court about her physical abuse.
Physical abuse?
Yes.
Really?
Stories are that she would punch him on her reality show. And in quiet time too. In
really?
Real life, yeah.
Wow.
They also are concerned that he will talk about hidden financial assets the family has, plastic surgery, and drug use. Oh, I want this divorce to go to court so badly.
That'd be great. That'd be the best.
I want to hear all this stuff. And congratulations to the Avengers. Now the third highest grossing movie in the U.S. ever.
As well as should. It's an awesome movie.
It has crossed the $600 million mark this week.
Cha-ching.
Only two movies ahead of it. Both done by James Cameron, Titanic, and Avatar. So congratulations to all those involved with the Avengers. It's funny, if you adjust for inflation, which I think they really should do, they should go by ticket sales more than how much money sometimes, because obviously ticket prices have gone up a lot over the years. If you adjust for inflation, Gone with the Wind is still far and away the number one best-selling movie ever.
Really?
Yeah. Then Star Wars, and then The Sound of Music.
So Star Wars makes sense.
Those other films aren't even in the
Sound
in the
of Music,
top three.
Really?
Yeah, that was a huge hit back in the day. All right, let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays. Director, writer, J.J. Abrams, the man who gave you Lost and Alias and, of course, the new Star Trek movies, 46 years old today. Actor Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, 37 years old. Singer Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer, she's 36. That's like the second Sixpence birthday we've had this week. Antoine Dodson. Remember Antoine Dodson?
Say Heidi Corner or Heidi Kids?
Yeah, he's a rapist up here in Lincoln Park.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to get that play a little bit later today. Do. That's pretty spectacular stuff. Run and tell that. Ed Westwick from Gossip Girl is 25 years old. Chandler Riggs. Carl on The Walking Dead. He is 13 years old today. And reality star Khloe Kardashian.
Not reality star. My bad.
She's a reality star.
Yeah.
And she's a Sasquatch. She's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
ROQ. What just happened there, did I?
That was weird.
Just fade in?
Yeah, you were gone.
That's weird. That was not me, everyone. That was actually not a mistake that I made.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Dr. Drew joins us coming up here on the program. I don't know anything about anything, and I think we all know that. We all agree with that. I'm clueless when it comes to many things. But how do you go into labor, ladies, and not know that you're pregnant? How does that happen? Aren't there some things that happen to your body? I don't know, like you start growing a baby in your belly?
Is that?
That would be a tip that you are with child?
It's got to be a lot of other changes as well.
I'm so puzzled by this. But I've never been pregnant. But I think it's different for every woman. And for some women, they know immediately that they're pregnant. Other women don't have symptoms.
There's the TLC show. I didn't know I was pregnant. And everybody is fascinated by that. And you watch it and you think the same thing every single time, which is, how is it possible you don't know?
I don't want to get into any body fluid details here. But
yes,
doesn't that happen?
Well, some people
it doesn't.
Some people are off spotty that way anyway.
Okay. Hey. Well, here's the story. This is why we bring it up. Girls are icky, right, Dave?
Yep.
Here's why we're bringing this up. A woman in Kentucky unexpectedly gave birth to a full-term baby boy in her bathroom on December 30th. She had no clue she was carrying the child. Leanne Mowry said she had taken several pregnancy tests, but they had all come back negative. What's that about?
I don't know, but don't you worry. If you're 9 months pregnant, don't you worry about other things that are going on, including the size of your stomach? Don't you go to a doctor?
Like, don't I have a tumor or what's
something happening,
right? Here's my favorite part of the story. Mowry had often watched TLC's I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant and was critical of the idea that it was even possible for a woman to not know that she was pregnant. So she was one of the women who was making fun of other people for being in this situation. And then it happened to her. What are the chances? Apparently, it is very common. Last year, an Oregon mother reported to the hospital after she thought her appendix had burst. And then she found out that she was in labor. She thought the doctors were joking. That's how she found out. I mean, imagine what that would do to your head to find out I am about to give birth to a baby that I have in no way prepared for or even thought about.
Oh.
Now, we want to take some calls from you if this has happened in your family, preferably if it's happened to you, but if it's happened to your wife, girlfriend, or someone you know, someone in your family, call us. Tell us about this. What is this like at 1-800-520-1067?
Just before Dave tells a story about you being in the hospital and seeing one of these people, there was a study done, and it says 1 in 475 pregnant women are unaware that they're pregnant until halfway through.
That's a huge amount.
1 in 475.
That's a lot of.
So Dave is in here in studio because a few years ago when I had a tube in my eye, I don't remember why.
Long story, don't ask.
But it popped out, and the guys were freaked out by it because I had this piece of plastic coming out of my eye. And they said, you've got to go to the emergency room. You have to do something. Actually, all you really have to do is just leave the room so we don't have to look at it.
Correct.
So Dave drove me to a nearby emergency room. And what happened, Dave, while we were in there that day that relates to this?
Well, we were talking, and we hear this family arguing, and this girl's in pain. And she says, I guess they told her that she's having a baby. And she goes, Mom, I didn't know. I didn't know. And she was pregnant, and she was there about to give birth.
She was about to give birth and said she really
didn't know. She was about 17.
And the mom was screaming at her, like, how can you keep this from me?
Yeah, how can you keep this from us?
Okay, when you saw her, what did she look like? Did she look like a pregnant person?
Not at all. She looked like this little thin girl with a little...
Because I was going to ask about weight, too.
Yeah, it looked like she had, like, a little fupa, but, you know, other than that...
Wow.
It was just like a little belly, like, you know...
Now, that's interesting. Kevin brings up a good point, because my thought, and I don't watch this TLC show, is that a lot of women would notice if they started gaining that much weight, if they were pregnant. But if you were 300 pounds or something like that, maybe you just chalk it up to, I'm just getting a little bit fatter. Yeah. Interesting. Wow. So we saw that check in person.
Yeah.
Did you pull the curtain and go, are you kidding me?
This was in the waiting room.
Oh, man.
All right. Christina, you hang on. We are going to get to you first. Please don't go away. We're looking for your calls, too. If this has happened to you or someone you know, what is this like? You didn't know you were pregnant. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on the Kevin.
The Black Keys on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 842.
Read the Black Keys cover story in the new Rolling Stone magazine, either at the newsstand or online, where they talk about how the world has ended now. Rock and roll is dead if we're going to accept Nickelback as being popular.
And Nickelback sells way more than the Black Keys
do. They sure do. It's very, very funny. All right. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Dr. Drew in minutes. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Let's go to Christina first. What we're talking about is this latest story of a woman in Kentucky who went into labor, had no idea she was pregnant. How does that happen? Christina, this happened to your best friend?
Yes, it did. Good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Now, I think part of what we're fascinated with is month 7, 8, and 9. Seems like things would be getting extreme, and then leading up to having the baby, you know, the moment of having the baby. She didn't know a week before?
No. She was young. She was 18. So some of it might have been a little bit of denial. Like Lisa was talking about, she was never really regular with her cycle.
Right.
So when it kind of came here and there, she didn't think anything of it. She was really tiny, like a size 0, size 1,
wow.
Really good shape. They think her abdominal muscles were strong enough that it kind of held everything in.
Wow.
At the very end, she was getting this tiny little pooch, like way down low, hardly anything noticeable. And one morning, she thought she was just having a really bad backache and the lower back pain and kind of cramping in her back, so she thought maybe she was going to get her period. She got in the bathtub with hot water, and all of a sudden, she had her baby in the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
can you imagine, like, one second
the
you think...
The easiest pregnancy and birth ever.
But one second
one.
You think, backache. Man, my back hurts. Next second, you have a brand new baby, and like...
total shock.
Did she call 911?
Yeah, she did.
And when did you talk to her? Did you talk to her that day?
Her brother called me that evening to tell me, hey, you know, Shelly is in the hospital. She just had a baby. And I was like, what?
Oh, my
awesome.
God.
And you had spent tons of time with her like you did and had no inclination whatsoever. There wasn't any tip for you at all that she was pregnant.
No.
That's amazing.
They estimated the baby was probably about 4 weeks early.
Right.
But he was still a decent size, kind of normal baby, no health problems, nothing, and she had no idea.
That's amazing. With no prenatal care, by the way. Did she
no.
Did she end up keeping the baby?
Yeah, she did, and he's 21 years old now.
The baby came out with a six-pack, too.
Unbelievable.
Mama's in shape. That is amazing. Christina, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem.
1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Ethan. Ethan is an EMT, and I guess you would see this from time to time. You'd be the go-to. Ethan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, I went to a call, and it was a middle-aged woman. She was complaining of, like, gas pains. So we arrive on scene. She's on the couch.
Wait, can I just back up? Can I just ask a question, Ethan?
Go ahead.
How many people call you because of gas pain?
Seriously. I am farting up a storm. You've got to come out here and help me.
I don't think I would call anyone. I think I would just sequester myself.
Yeah, we get a lot of, okay. We get a lot of crazy calls. So this one's insane. This is like top five. Okay. So yeah, she's about 350 pounds. She's sitting on the couch complaining of gas pains. And we asked her, you know, what does she want to do? She's like, I want to go to the hospital, get checked out. I'm like, okay, let's go. Anyway, she gets up and a baby slides down her pants leg.
What?
No idea.
You mean there wasn't like any kind of labor that happened where she had to push? It just fell out of her?
No, it just fell out of her, man.
Oh,
and what
God.
Did she say? Oops.
Well, she had no idea she was pregnant at all. She's like, you know, I felt some sharp pains, and I was a little, you know, shortness of breath. I'm like, okay, well.
Did you say anything like, I don't know how to tell you this, but a baby just slid out.
She had no idea. Her husband was like this tiny old guy, and he had no idea.
Her husband had sex with a 350-pound woman. He's not allowed to complain about anything.
Oh, yeah, my God.
So now all of a sudden you're delivering a child. Now you're cutting an umbilical cord.
Exactly. I was shocked.
That's amazing. That's great.
Thank
you, Ethan. Appreciate it. All right. I know we don't have time for this, but let's talk to Maisha online, too, because it also happened to her.
Maisha?
Yes. Hi.
Girlfriend, what's going on?
Okay. So I have, like, kidney disease for 5 years. I was in dialysis and everything, so my body was completely out of whack. And one night my sister came home. She worked late, and I was just like, in excruciating pain. And I told her, something's going on with my kidney. I'm bleeding. Everything's going on. So we call my nephrologist. We call Cedars. We call everybody. Everybody's frantically waiting. We get to the ER over at Cedars, and they're setting up dialysis and everything for me. All the surgeons are there. And as the nurse is helping me out of my father's car, and I turn my legs, I stand up, and the baby pops out.
There it is.
That's so bizarre.
At least it makes some sense in your case because you had all these health problems in the same area, which would explain the pain. At least that makes sense.
Exactly. Tina's an OBGYN who called. I'm sorry, Tina, we don't have time for your call, but she says a lot of these girls are just in denial. They just can't admit that they are pregnant.
Maisha, did it ever occur to you during the course of that 9 months that you might be pregnant?
You know what? No. You know, my sister, no one believes me when I say that I didn't know. My sister thinks I'm a lunatic, but
you could be a lunatic, by the way, on a side note, for other reasons.
I mean, you knew that you had sex and that it was a possibility that you could get pregnant, but you never saw any changes in your body to suggest that a baby had taken hold.
No, because I was going to dialysis. My weight was, it didn't have any kind of signs of a belly. I was dropping weight. I didn't think of anything.
Well, the other thing, besides the shock of, hey, I have a baby, is you've made no planning mentally or physically to prepare for this baby. You have no place to put this baby, right? You don't have a room set up. You don't have a system in place to take care of a child. You got nothing.
Nothing. She was 1 pound, and
oh my God.
It was definitely an ordeal. You know, in retrospect, maybe I could have looked for some signs, but honestly, I just didn't know.
Did the doctor say,
I know where it is. It's in your butt.
How's she doing today? How's your little girl?
Oh, she's fine. She's 5, and
awesome.
She's great.
Great story, Maisha. You'll always have the winner story at a party. Thank you so much for calling the Kevin DeBeat Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see them when they start their tour in January, huh? Well,
starting
in January. Coming to Southern California, I believe, in March.
No,
very excited about that.
Now, you're thinking of February 26th and 27th at Staples Center, but that has been rescheduled along with all of the early tour dates. They've moved the start of the tour from January to March, we announced this morning here on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Those new dates, use your tickets for August 11th and 12th at Staples Center. Apparently, Anthony had a boo-boo on his foot. But they're going to be fine, so.
I think it's worse than a boo-boo. I think he is having surgery.
Okay. Well, I don't know the technical medical terms.
No one over 6 uses the word boo-boo, so that made me uncomfortable.
You can find all the complete new tour schedule for Red Hot Chili Peppers at KROQ.com. I know you weren't watching last night, Kevin, but I was very invested and involved in enjoying the New Hampshire primary results. I had CNN on all last night. Mitt Romney won. Ron Paul came in second. Looks like we got a couple of Rick Perry's out. I think he got less than 1% of the vote there in New Hampshire, so he's not going to be our next president.
These are all the people that are trying to be the Republican nominee?
Yes, okay. That is correct, yes. Right. We may lose Newt Gingrich soon, too. He had a very poor showing as well. And you hear so much about the
these Republican candidates. What you're not hearing about, and not enough of in my view, is the Democratic candidates. The guys who are out there saying, hey, I'm a Democrat, but I want to be president too. Just because President Obama is the assumed nominee for the Democratic Party, what about me? I've got some good ideas too. White man can't be president? Is that what's happening here?
Have they ever done that where they took a where there's a sitting president and they ran someone else?
It's very, I mean, certainly in modern times, it's you, if you've got an incumbent, you have such an advantage that it's kind of pointless. It's kind of pointless to bring somebody else in. But that doesn't allow guys like my man Vermin Supreme, who's got the big, long white beard and dresses like a wizard with the hat and the coat and everything, who's been all over New Hampshire the past week or so. That doesn't allow a guy like him to get an office.
But couldn't he make any party he wants? Why does he have to join the Democrats? Couldn't he be his own party? Couldn't he be an independent?
He wants to be the Democratic candidate.
All right.
It's tough sledding, man, being a third-party candidate. Not even Ron Paul will be a third-party candidate. If he doesn't get the Republican nomination, he says he's out. But here's a little bit of what my man Vernon Supreme is all about.
An opening 2 minutes to Mr. Vernon Supreme.
Thank you. Gingivitis has been eroding the gum line of this great nation long enough. It must be stopped.
I mean, right there, I'm in. If his opening remarks, his primary cause to get into politics and to serve this country is better dental habits, I said, there's my guy right there.
That's how he starts?
That's how he starts. But he's got pledges for everybody. I mean, look, he'll be the first guy to say, I'm a politician, I'll say anything I can to get elected, and then I'm just going to ignore all this when I get elected. I mean, he actually comes out and says that. So
that's
why not?
That's refreshing, by the way.
Why not? Yeah, because they all do it, right? He's the only one admitting it up front. Why not promise the world? I mean, look, how could you not vote for a guy who's promising this to you and your family?
Do you still stand by your pledge made in 2008 to provide a pony for every American?
Yes, I do, sir. Free ponies for all Americans, one of the overlooked issues in America today.
By the way, he's right. You don't hear anybody else talking about free ponies, right?
I got to be honest, it is a forgotten topic.
My free pony platform is, of course, a jobs creation program. It will create lots and lots of jobs. Once we switch over to a pony-based economy, we'll also lower our dependence on foreign oil. We'll also be able to turn all that pony poop into methane gas and wonderful compost, so we'll be able to up our soil that is being depleted by agrochemicals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, the important thing to realize is that it is a federal pony identification program where you will need your pony with you at all times. Thank you very much.
Okay, now I'm a little bit nervous about that. I mean,
he's going to change money for ponies?
I guess.
So if you go to the grocery store and you bring your pony and you get a thing full of groceries, what do they take part of the ear?
I don't know.
How does that work?
I don't know how a pony-based economy works, but I am concerned about his idea that we all have to take our ponies everywhere with us, because I just think that seems like trouble. What would we be doing right now? Where would our pony be right now while we're in here working?
In the room?
That concerns me a little bit.
Oh, I would be awesome.
Now, energy is a big concern for Mr. Vernon Supreme. And by the way, he has not been – he's had some trouble. I mean, Rick Santorum's people pushed some of Vernon Supreme's people to the ground yesterday. There's a talk of a possible lawsuit there. He was trying to meet Rick Santorum outside one of the places in New Hampshire. He stood in front of Ron Paul's car the other day and said, you don't want to run me over, Ron. That's not going to look very good for you. I mean, the guy is being very antagonistic. If I can be honest, he is my man, but he's a little bit of a dick, you know. But he does have another idea, not just turning pony poop into energy, but he's got a way to incorporate zombies into the national discussion.
All right, now we're talking.
And I don't think there's been enough of that this year either.
Mr. Supreme, I wanted to follow up on Ambassador Shoemaker's question.
Yes.
Regarding the ponies.
Yes.
Is that the only government entitlement program that you support? What other entitlement programs are you for?
Just that one. That's enough. But in the vein of energy production, I'd also like to address my harnessing the awesome power of zombies for energy sources. It's not just to run away from anymore. No, we have giant turbines that we're working on, and we will have lots of zombies, and we'll just sort of dangle brains in front of them, and then they will turn the giant turbines, creating energy to lessen the dependence on foreign oil in America here today. Thank you.
I love how he ends all of his answers with, thank you. Thank you. And finally, his final remarks in this appearance in New Hampshire. He's the first candidate that I have ever seen who's pulled out a boombox with polka music on it and sang a little song. And this is what you need for an effective ad campaign sometimes, is you need a little jingle, a little something for people to, you know, hum and think about as they walk out of the place. And maybe this will catch on and we'll all be thinking about voting for Mr. Supreme.
Mr. Supreme, your 30-second closing statement, please.
My name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, Vermin Supreme. My name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, my name is Vermin, Vermin, Vermin Supreme. And you can vote, and you can vote, and you can vote for me for president if you want to. And my name is Vermin, and okay, thanks very much.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States, Vermin Supreme. We got a video of this guy up. You can see him in all his glory in his wizard suit at KevinandBean.com.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. 6:45 in the a.m. Thanks so much for tuning in. The boys are on vacation. You're listening to the best of Kevin and Bean. However, we are doing the Showbiz Beat for you all morning long. My name is Ralph Garman. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to pick up your new K-Rock sticker,
they're running out. They're running out in Del Taco's all over the Southland. So find a Del Taco near you and try to find a sticker, because here's the thing. I think people like the sticker, but more importantly, I think they like the chance to win a 2012 Honda Civic Hybrid and a 2012 Honda motorcycle just by filling out the back of the sticker. That may be why they are flying off the shelves. Plus, you can get tickets to the Honda Civic Tour with Linkin Park and Incubus. Details are at krock.com. If you want to get one for sure, you can go see my buddy Dave, the King of Mexico.
Scissors. Just play the clip.
He is going to be at the Del Taco in Los Angeles at the corners of Los Feliz and Brunswick.
I used to live down there.
Really?
Yeah. I used to live like 3 blocks from there.
Wow. So you know this Del Taco well.
I do.
I guess Los Feliz is the way the locals say it. I still...
Los Feliz?
Yeah. My Hispanic background keeps bleeding through every
You're
time.
You're very hardcore Hispanic. Yeah.
You can check Dave out. He's going to be there from noon to 2. He's got tickets for the X Games, for Rise Against, Foster the People, for the 18th annual Hootenanny, K-Rock Music, and other cool prizes. So go see Dave and say hi. And say, oh, why don't you speak with vowels correctly?
Kristen Bahl.
Kristen Bahl. Showbiz news, sad news. Nora Ephron, writer and director of many, many hit films, has passed away at the age of 71. She was responsible for a grip load of good films, like Silkwood. She wrote that. Heartburn. She wrote the novel and the screenplay for that one. Harry Met Sally was probably her first big smash hit. My Blue Heaven, Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, Julia and Julia was her most recent film, 2009. Okay, she also wrote Bewitched, but we won't hold that against her. So, sad news. Sad news. Good news, however, though, is that the Spice Girls reunited yesterday.
Woo!
Woo! Spice Girls!
Yo!
They reunited for about 10 minutes yesterday.
What? Are you kidding?
Well, they just wanted to announce that they're making a big-time Broadway musical based on their music.
That's going to be bad.
You know what they did with ABBA when they did Mamma Mia? They took all the ABBA songs and made Mamma Mia the big Broadway musical?
Yeah, but ABBA had a lot of hits.
Hey, Spice Girls have a lot of hits, too.
One song.
That is some BS right
they
there.
Have that one
They've
song.
Had like 9 number one hits.
You know what they have?
They've sold...
Yo,
That's what they have.
They've sold more records than any other female group ever.
They've sold a lot of singles, and this is a single.
Yo, no.
They have like a dozen number one hits.
A dozen, you mean this one?
Stop it.
Okay.
I looked them over there. Anyway, Viva Forever is the name of the musical. It'll be opening in the West End in London in November. Premiering December 11th, and then it's going to come across the pond, and we'll be here on Broadway.
You know what you'll hear over and over?
Stop it.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
No love for my Spice Girls.
It was so funny. They did this big press thing, and they did a big announcement. They all came out to, you know, applause. And Victoria Beckham, Posh, who's married, of course, to David Beckham, the soccer player, she left after like 10 minutes. She snuck out
of course
the
restaurant.
She left everyone.
She has things to do. She has, you know, she has other things going
she
on.
She left the other four of them to fend for themselves with the reporters. I was like, where's Posh? Oh, she had to leave.
Yeah, Scary Spice is probably still there.
Don't mock Scary.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I love Ginger, too. Ginger was my favorite.
Oh, you like the redheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
While we're talking about musicals, you know, these days they only make Broadway shows based on what they call these jukebox musicals, which is songs from established artists who have sold a lot of records. They did it with Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. They did Jersey Boys and Mamma Mia and now the Spice Girls.
And they get the built-in audience.
Right. Or they base it on a movie. They take a very popular film like Footloose or Shrek or whatever, and they make a musical out of them. Well, this is getting too far because now they are going to make a Broadway musical out of a movie that hasn't even been released yet. You know Magic Mike, the stripper movie?
Magic Mike!
With Channing Tatum. You're excited about Magic Mike like I'm excited about the Spice Girls. These are dudes taking their clothes off.
Matthew McConaughey, dude.
Oh, stop it.
He's hot.
Channing Tatum is stars, Matthew McConaughey, Matthew Bomer. Apparently, they're already working on it as a Broadway show.
Yeah, nobody needs to see that.
Well, trust me, a lot of women would like to see that. In fact, they did it with the Full Monty. They did a Broadway musical version of that.
But
that movie
Full Monty
well.
Was a comedy, though.
I believe this is too. I think Magic
oh,
is Mike
it really?
Is too. Yeah,
Magic Mike.
Stop saying that.
Magic Mike.
Yo,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. While we're talking about things that are flimsy, Justin Bieber did it again. His
uh-oh.
Album debuted at number one at the Billboard 200 Pop Albums chart.
Yeah, no surprise there.
This is his fourth chart-topping album since his release
whoa.
Album, since his debut album in December of 2009.
It's impressive.
Believe sold 374,000 copies.
I'm going to go get my Believe tattoo now.
To make it number one. That's crazy. That's the biggest sales week for an album this year.
Wow.
So, congratulations, I guess, to the Beeb. It's so funny, though. People just don't buy records anymore because 374,000 copies back in the day would be
oh,
nothing.
Oh, laugh at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's it now.
That's what's huge now.
While we're talking about things that are doing very well for itself, Avengers this week just crossed the threshold. They are now the number three highest grossing movie ever, crossing the $600 million mark yesterday. Only two movies ahead of it, Titanic and Avatar. And while we're talking about superhero movies, the Justice League of America movie's in the works, of course, because of the success of the Avengers. But there's another animated Justice League of America movie that'll hit theaters before that one will. It is done completely with Legos. Apparently, called Lego.
The My
piece,
Ego.
The Piece of Resistance. And it'll be a combination of live action and Lego-based animation, and both Batman and Superman will be in the film. Will Arnett, apparently, will be voicing Batman. And Channing Tatum will be voicing Lego Superman.
Magic Mike himself?
Magic Mike himself.
Nice.
He's a superhero on many levels.
Wow.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. J.J. Abrams from Lost and Alias and the Star Trek films. He is 46 years old today. Tobey Maguire of Spider-Man fame is 37. Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer. I love her. 36 years old today. Reality star Khloe Kardashian is 28. Internet star Antoine Dotson.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping
everybody
out here.
Yeah, I miss Antoine. They should make a musical about Antoine Dotson.
They should. I'd go see that. That'd be
see.
Hilarious.
Actor Ed Westwick from Gossip Girls 25 and Chandler Riggs plays Carl on The Walking Dead. He is 13 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Black Keys on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. I said this last week, but every time I hear that song, it sounds like it came right out of 1985 in a Billy Idol album. I don't know why. Just I can't get that out of my head right now. We're going to send somebody to Germany to see Blink 182. We qualified you all week last week. We'll make that grand prize drawing this hour, and then starting today, we hook you up with Incubus in Australia. Why can't I be a boy toy, Ralph? That's
because
my question to you.
You are neither a boy nor a toy. A toy would seem to signify something fun that people would enjoy to play with,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. and a boy would signify a younger man. And so you are neither boy nor toy.
I'm willing to step up, though, and give it my all. If I could find the right situation with an older, very wealthy woman mm-hmm. who would be willing to take care of me, who would be willing to basically finance my life
yeah.
for the occasional sexual favor, mm-hmm. to me, that sounds like the best job ever. Why
yeah,
can't
sure.
I get that?
But for you, what is the deal for her? What does she get on her end?
Her, she gets to have sex with you? That's the upside for her?
No, Bean's going to give it his all.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't realize he was giving his all.
Yeah, I told you, I'm going to step up. I'm going to make it. I'm going to work hard. If my job is being paid for sex, I'm going to take it seriously, and I'm going to work hard. I'm going to put in the effort. Look, it beats having to have a job, right?
How are you going to put in the effort? Yeah, what are you talking about? What are you going to do to make yourself worthwhile?
I don't know. Whatever it is you do. What are you supposed to do? I don't know. I'm new to this. Tell me how to be a boy toy. I want to be a boy toy.
You saw the movie American Gigolo with Richard Gere? Do you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I guess it's been a long time, so I need to get me some suits.
Yeah, you got to get into shape. You have to wear suits, and you have to also be good looking. So genetically, you're already working from a deficiency.
And then you have to make the woman feel good about herself,
right, exactly.
Which isn't your forte either.
You have to make it about the other person.
Yes.
Can you imagine putting all of your energies and focus into someone that's not you, Bean?
If they are paying me for that lifestyle, yes, I can imagine that very much. Look,
no
I need apparently I need to find an older blind woman. Apparently, that's what I'm looking
for. More importantly than blind. Talk all the time. Oh my God.
The reason this came up, and it is a lifelong dream of mine to be a boy toy. I mean, I've always thought that was best case scenario. Every once in a while, I'll see a story in the news where somebody is a kept man, and I think that is the dream job.
Your dream is dead.
I want to talk to people who have been boy toys. I want to talk to people who have had older, wealthy women who finance your life, and all you have to do is be available to them. That's what I want to hear
from. I want to talk to the women who have had boy toys. I want to talk to the women who are putting the money out there.
I'm fine with that, too. I like that, too. Yeah.
Every time we do one of these topics, like you were a male prostitute or whatever, you get these douchebags who want to say, yeah, the ladies love me, so I'm worth every penny of it. And we have to sit through those phone calls for 20 minutes. So let's hear from some women, too, who have spent the money.
Okay.
Maybe you've kept a man or two in your life, and you want to say why that's a better deal for you so you don't have to deal with all the BS of a relationship or something.
Here's a story that prompted this back to the front of my head, and I started thinking, I got to get on this. Jennifer Lopez, who, as you know, recently divorced from her husband, Mark Anthony. They were together for a number of years, had a couple of kids together. Well, she's single now. She's 42 years old, and she is hooked up with a backup dancer like they do, who is 24 years old, named Casper Smart.
Yes.
Now, Casper Smart, in addition to being, and by the way, wasn't Kevin Federline was a backup dancer for Britney Spears and ended up being a kept man for a couple of years, too, then they got married, right?
Yep.
Casper Smart, I guess, dances for Jennifer Lopez, but beyond that, really doesn't do anything as far as I know. It's not like he has another job. His job is to be a backup dancer for Jennifer Lopez.
Right.
Well, now his job is, and according to TMZ.com last week, a job that pays $10,000 a week. His job is just to be available to bone Jennifer Lopez.
Well, it's an allowance. It's not like a salary. This is
what's
just
the difference?
He can carry the money around in his pocket, so when they go out, he can pay for dinner. He can pay, pay for the movies or wherever they're going. I mean, it's an expensive movie, $10,000 a week. But, but apparently, the problem was that he was starting to feel emasculated because she would whip out her credit card all the time to pay for everything everywhere they went. So now he gets to pay for it, but she's still enjoying the benefits of her
money. And the thing is, I don't care if it's a male or female. If you're starting to date someone who's got a lot of money and goes to really nice events and stuff, you have to up your wardrobe. It's a very expensive proposition, which most people would not have the cash for. So I'm
willing
sure
to do
some
it.
Of that money goes towards him keeping up appearances in that way as well.
Yeah, he probably has to go shopping and get some nice suits and stuff and everything so they can travel in style.
Oh, that does sound hard. That does sound like a tough life. $10,000 a week, and now the news story is that he is now, according again to TMZ.com, now driving Jennifer Lopez's Bentley all over town.
Well, you don't want to let that sit in the garage. You have to take it out for a spin once in a while just to keep in top shape.
So one minute he's a poor, trying to make it in Hollywood, 24-year-old backup dancer, and the next minute he is living like a king with a $10,000 a week allowance. He's driving a Bentley, of course, everywhere J-Lo goes, he goes, tropical vacations, whatever it is. He's 24 years old. This is his new life now.
Yes, but this isn't going to be his life forever.
Nope.
And when he lands on his head, this is going to be the saddest thing ever.
And plus, you don't get to bone anybody else at 24 years old. You know, you got to realize he's paying the prices. He's kept literally in every sense of the word. So you lose a little bit of freedom, too, at that stage.
Yeah.
So
it
wouldn't
matter to you, Bean, because you would have no other options anyway. If you found one woman to have sex with you, it'd be worth it. But this guy, great looking guy, great shape. He's a dancer. He could be out there playing the field and having some fun, as a lot of people do in their 20s. So wait, he only gets to have sex with Jennifer Lopez? That's his only option? That is tough. I do feel bad for him.
You don't know what Jennifer Lopez is at like at night when she wants a bowl of ice cream or something, and then, you know, it's the wrong flavor, and she starts bitching him out. You don't know what he has to put up with. No matter how hot a woman is, anyway, there's some guy someplace who's tired of her crap.
Well, but this is still early. I'm sure he's not tired of her yet.
But if he's basically a slave, if she's paying him to do whatever, you know she has the upper hand there, and she's calling all the shots, and he's got to jump through whatever hoop she puts in front of him.
Better not be mouthing
off. Exactly. Yeah. Who knows what sort of high-maintenance deal she has going on. Yeah.
But isn't that true of anyone and their job? I mean, that's his boss, just like our boss.
But who wants to make their life their job? The best part of having a job is you get to leave it and go to your life and have some fun with the people you care about. When your life becomes your job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that can be a drag.
So if you were 24 years old, you do not think you would enjoy this being your job, being Jennifer Lopez's boy toy.
Driving
around in her Bentley, getting the $10,000 a week, and going all over the world with J-Lo.
I had a blast at that age, and I didn't need a Bentley or $10,000 a week. I was poor, but I had a blast, and I wouldn't have traded any of that for a Bentley or $10,000, perhaps to give someone the power over me to tell me what to do, where to go, and how to dress.
We're looking for both sides of the equation. If you are a guy who has been a kept man, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. If you are a woman who has done the keeping, you paid to have a guy basically much younger than you who was available to you to satisfy your whims and your needs. We want to talk to both of you. 1-800-520-1067. Let's get started with AJ. He's that guy that maybe you're afraid was going to call, Ralph, but let's see what his story is. Joining us now from line one on the Kevin DeBee Show. Hi, AJ. What's going on, dude?
Hey, good morning, Ralph and Bean and Lisa May.
Good morning.
So you guys had a skating singles party back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
That was, what, 15, 16, 18 years ago?
What kind of singles party was it?
Roller skating.
Oh, roller skating.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah.
Okay.
So when there was a group, the boy and girl skate, I looked for the hottest chick, and there she was. And she was 11 years older than me, and we hooked up. You know, she wanted to be conservative, so she waited until the next day when we actually did the naughty. But we ended up going out for 2 years. I was living at home with mom. Why not? She had a nice ranch in Sylmar. I would go up there on the weekends and do her servicing, and she'd buy me whatever I wanted.
All right, so how is this different from just a regular relationship with other girls that you dated? What in your mind made you a kept man? Just that this was your full-time job? You didn't have another job? She just paid you to be available for her?
No, I actually had a job. I wasn't making a lot of money. She worked in the Hollywood industry, so she had plenty of money. So she she paid for gifts and dinners and whatever. And oh, and here's a nice little trivia fact. Our very first weekend together, 11 times, right? We, sealed the deal. So my first job was to drive her to the hospital Monday morning. She had to have back surgery on Monday morning.
Because you wrecked her?
I was talking about 11 times, man. Destroyed her back. Take her to the hospital.
This is what a trooper Carrie was. In the hospital bed, she's recovering. She's like, hey, climb up here.
This sounds like a Ralph parody voice of the phone call that he was anticipating.
I told you, these are the people who are going to be calling in. I hope you're happy now.
Unbelievable. AJ, if any of that is true, thank you very much for the call, my friend. I appreciate it. What do you...
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe we more want to hear from the ladies.
These are the guys who become kept men. That's what I'm telling you.
I could be that guy, though, right? Give me that guy who steps up to the plate 11 times in one weekend, puts her in the hospital.
You'd be the one in the hospital. My back got thrown out.
It's not that I can't.
Sorry I gave you that hot 30 seconds, but now I have to lay down.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm stepping up to the plate 11 times. I'm in the car looking for the ballpark at this point. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Robert, you hang on. We are going to go to you. We're looking for your calls. Ladies, too, if you have been involved in a kept man situation like J-Lo and her backup dancer, boy toy, she's 42, he's 24. How's that work? We want to take your calls coming up next right here on the Kevin and Bean. You're Kevin and Bean. This email begins from Hector. I work in a warehouse in Anaheim. We get truckers here from all over the states. We had a Southern Belle one day that looked just like Large Marge from the Pee-wee's Big Adventure movie, plus 30 years.
Yes.
She offered one of my coworkers to move back to South Carolina with her and be a kept man. Look, I know you love the oldies, Bean, but that would not be worth the money that came with that work.
Yeah, Bean, that's what you need. A nice big trucker. Nice female trucker to keep you. Keep you at a trailer park. That's what you should have.
Talking about Jennifer Lopez and her 24-year-old boy toy that apparently she's letting drive her Bentley. And that's not a euphemism. Literally drive her Bentley plus $10,000 a week. And I'm thinking, what a great job that is, being a boy toy. But how do you get a gig like that? So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Cindy is on line one. Apparently she's paid to have a boy toy. Ralph, this is exactly what we were looking for.
Yes, this is better.
Cindy, thank you so much for hanging on. We appreciate it. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, you guys? Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
What happened? What's the deal?
You know, in my particular case, I have been going through a divorce and just wanted something completely opposite of, you know, stability in a marriage and all those things. And, I ended up with, a boy toy. And, it's one of the best things ever. And it's exactly what J-Lo's going through. Like, it's exactly what she needs. Like, she's totally going to have, you know what I mean? She just needs somebody that's going to let her do exactly what we want to do. Like, I want to travel the world, and I don't want somebody that I have to, you know, have a discussion about where we're going with, or, you know, how much money do we need? It's like, no, here's where we're going. I would love for you to come. Let's go, like, be naked on a tropical beach.
And you foot the bill.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, there's a certain kind of guy that I think is willing to do it, which is, you know.
Me.
Let's face it, isn't, like, the best guy on earth, but the most funnest guy at that point in your life.
Right.
Exactly right. What you need.
Yeah. So you're not going to find, like, a strong, independent man willing to put up with this usually, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the only thing that ends up being negative is after a while it does, like, you know, after a couple years or, you know, even a year, it gets kind of old in the sense of, like, when it comes to a holiday and you're like, God, you know, it's Christmas today, and you're like, oh, he's not going to get me anything because he doesn't have any money.
You know? Right.
But it's like, okay, well, let's go to, you know, Hawaii tomorrow. Great, perfect. Yeah.
So this is the path you went down when you said you got a divorce. How long did that last, or is it still going on?
Two years.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's about right.
I mean, and it was great, and that's what I mean. It's like, you know, after a while, 2 years later, you know, it kind of got old in the sense I was, you know, where I was like, okay, you know, I make a lot of money, but you don't have anything, and it's getting tough with all your debt and stuff, you know.
So what did you do? Did you then just move on to a more conventional relationship with kind of a guy at your level?
No, I think it's just kind of more so you just, you know, lose the guy and then just kind of move on with your life. Versus, like, you know, you kind of, you know, then you go through, like, more of a selfish phase of, like, I don't want any guy, like, you know, but when I do date again, it's more like he's got to be back, like, to my status.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Well, I mean, it worked for you, and I'm sure the guy thought it was a great ride, too. I mean, that was probably, he'll look back on that as being the easiest 2 years of his whole life, I bet, right?
Well, you know, I think that they look back on it more as, like, yeah, you know, I lost this really great girl because I didn't, like, you know, treat her enough, which is exactly what J-Lo's going through. Like, this 24-year-old dude, come on, like, right? She's going to, like, keep him around till she gets tired of him.
If you don't mind me asking, Cindy, how old were you? How old was your boy toy?
Actually, in my particular case, he was a couple years older than me. I'm 35, and he was like 39 or something at the time.
How about that? That's not what you expect.
Well, you know what though, because like when you're a successful woman, like going out with a guy that's like 20 is kind of like. You know, guys at 20 are kind of douches. Like, they just want to go and party. It's like, they're not going to be, like, available for you. They'll, like, argue with you about it, whereas, like, an older guy, I think, is a little bit more like, yeah, we can do that. Sure, you want me to wear this today? That's great, you know?
You had a man toy. You didn't have a boy toy.
Yeah. Cindy is fascinating. Now, Ralph, what's your read? You got a pretty good read on people when it comes to relationships. Is Cindy, like, super high maintenance? Would she be tough to go out with? You think she'd be all right?
No, she sounds fun. It sounds like she had a good time. But I'm always confused by why there has to be money involved, because women already have all the currency they need to get pretty much any guy to go anywhere they want with them, you know?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. But, like, you know, going on a tropical trip, like, if guys have their own money, like, they have their own money that they want to spend it on. Like, let's say they're really into, like, electronics. They're like, okay, I need the new iPad, the new Mac, the new whatever that's coming out today.
So it's about control.
Like, it's totally control.
You're able to call the shots. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't have to worry about whether they can clear their schedule with their jobs or whatever.
Exactly.
You just they go when you tell them to go. You say jump, they say how high.
Who knew being a 39-year-old loser would come in handy? But this guy actually was able
only
to.
For a little bit of time.
He made it work. Yeah, good for him.
Cindy, so glad you called. Fascinating stuff.
Have a great day.
Kevin and Bean Show, Eli Manning standing by. Boy, did he get beat up yesterday. How many times did he hit the ground, Ralph? It had to be a dozen, right?
He was sacked 6 or 7 times, I think, and then hit, another 6 or 7. So it was a rough day.
Yeah, and Eli generally sounds confused. I can't wait to see what he's feeling like today. We'll talk to him next coming up here on the Kevin and Bean.
Time for...
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
This is a feature that we came up with a number of years ago where it gives us the opportunity to maybe... I don't know, something that we regret, something we shouldn't have said. It gives us a chance to take it back and kind of apologize to the audience a little bit. We don't always feel that way, but sometimes in retrospect we do. So that's why we now have this opportunity to do so.
People will occasionally come up to me and ask me who writes our stuff. And I know that they don't listen, because if they listen, they could tell that we don't have
nothing
writers.
Nothing is written.
Right. So this is the first one. This is my man, Bean. Ralph is talking about birthdays.
Tiffany Thiessen. It used to be Tiffany Amber Thiessen. But she lost her Amber. She is 38 years old.
Nick, we should send out an Amber alert. Try to find her.
No.
What?
File.
I just
file,
yeah. Come on.
That's pretty good.
File.
I'll back you.
You're out.
Would you like to take that back?
If I want to take back Amber alert, no.
Would you like to take that back?
I'm proud of that.
I think that's a good one.
I'm standing by it.
I'm going to play a tiny clip of what we just heard, and then I want you to reconsider. You ready?
All right.
I'll back you.
All right. What about that?
Would you like to take that back?
She says so much beef with more gusto than she says I'll back you.
Lisa is very tepid, but on your side there.
Ralph said she lost her Amber.
Right.
Right.
I understand.
Okay, that's already not great.
Would you like to take that back?
Well, mine wasn't a joke. I was just saying she lost the Amber part of her name. She dropped
it.
Right. Look, if the question is, would I like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back?
No, I would not like to take that back. I'm standing by it. I'm happy with that.
This is a long clip, but I had to leave it long because it all leads up to the punchline, and this is my man Ralph as he's doing the showbiz.
So he's an Elvis impersonator dressed as Elvis, who the cops show up to pick up because he's wanted, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He barricades himself inside the motel room. As they approach him, he holds up a vial full of white powder, saying it's ricin, the poison that can kill a human instantly. Then he opens up his jumpsuit, and he's got C4 explosives strapped to his body. After a four-hour SWAT standoff, Elvis was taken into custody. The ricin turned out to be table salt.
Yeah.
The C4 was fake. It was a modeling clay that he had...
A prop.
Now, in retrospect, he blames his behavior on diabetes.
On diabetes?
Yes, he said his blood sugar was low. I apologize to the public. I was disoriented. Guess he was all shook up.
Okay, all right.
Man, file.
Come on! That old joke led up to that one. That was sweet.
Nope. You'll have a chance.
No way.
Would you like to take that back?
That was a well-crafted Shaggy Dog story.
The whole story was for that punchline.
Yeah.
That was the best 40 minutes of that show.
No way. That was sweet.
Ask Rodney to come in. We need Rodney Bingenheimer.
Rodney Bingenheimer, would you like to take that back for the first time? Wow.
Bean is explaining. Oh, hey, Rodney. Welcome to Would You Like to Take That Back?
In the hallways all these years, I get to come in.
All right. Now, Bean is explaining Coachella.
All right. Coachella.
And Rodney has a...
Bon Iver is going to be playing on the middle night of each weekend. The Shins are playing. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds on the bill. Here's what I love about Coachella.
The Shins are playing between the ankles and the knees.
Really?
Well, I don't know about that, but can we put that in the file?
Would you like to take that back?
Boomtown Rats.
Now, it's a yes or no. The yes or no question is...
Would you like to take that back?
And then you say yes.
Oh, all right.
Or no.
Belinda Carlisle.
Yes or no.
All right, the Bangles.
Would you like to take that back?
Yes.
Close enough. Close enough. We'll take that as a yes. Thank you, Rodney.
We'll take it.
Yesterday, we were talking about airline trouble, people who get in trouble on the airline, and I started the... quote, comedy, unquote, and then Bean really drove it home, and I believe Bean needs to take it back, but I'm willing to consider my role.
So we're taking off out of Oakland, and we hit a flock of seagulls as we're taking off.
The band? You hit the band, the flock of seagulls? What were they doing in Oakland?
And knocks out one of the engines, and we start going down in the bay.
Wow.
They end up putting three holes in the airplane that we're in. They patched up that plane. We stayed on that plane and flew it to Burbank.
But once that plane landed, I bet you ran. You ran so far away, right?
Boo is right.
Boo and file, says the listener. Boo and file, boo. Says the listener.
Would you like to take that back?
Boo, indeed.
The listener booed you. All right. Are you going to take yours back, Kevin?
No, wait. Kevin should not take that back.
I am not taking back
the Seagulls. You know why? Because that was the alley-oop. He went up and he jammed it.
Right.
That, and then 4 minutes in the quarter go by, and you go back to the Flock of Seagulls reference from 4 minutes ago and put up a lame jump shot that just rattles around the iron.
I see your point. Yeah. I think I agree with you. I think not only will I take it back,
yes!
I am also man enough to admit that in the exact same circumstance, it would be impossible for me to not say the exact same line again. I just couldn't help myself.
So you're
going
to take it back. But
yes.
Unfortunately, you're tied to that joke.
Unfortunately, I would do it again. But yes, in this case, I regret it. Yes.
All right. And finally,
it's like that girl you shouldn't keep going back and having sex with. You just can't stop yourself.
All right. And finally, LaQuisha's on the phone. Hey, LaQuisha.
What?
Would you like to take that back?
I ain't watch no damn Jersey Shore.
No, it's not about Jersey Shore. It's about one of your reports or one of the jokes that you made. This is it.
And she has come up with a persona for this bunny costume.
Great.
Her name is Lola. She is not a showgirl.
Oh, man.
File.
Wow.
File, LaQuisha. Sorry.
Hey, you file my ass.
File.
I'm going to cut you.
You file. Where it's filed.
It's filed, LaQuisha.
Is that
you making a Barry Manilow lyric reference?
Her name was Lola.
1978.
Yes, it was.
That's right. I did it. You got a problem with that?
Well, we're asking you a question.
Would you like to take that back?
I ask you a question. Would you like to kiss my ass?
Can I take that as a yes?
No, you can't take that as a yes.
Okay. All right, so no.
I know where you work.
All right, take it easy.
So I'll see you later today.
No,
it was
Bean that suggested you should take it back.
Oh, I'm going to Fantasy Island then.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Would you like to take that back?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:48 on a Wednesday. You're listening to the world famous K Rock. Thanks so much for tuning in. The boys are on vacation. However, Chip and myself and Omar, we are hanging in the studio doing the Showbiz Beat because we still love you.
Yes, we do.
Even when Kevin and Bean abandon you, we are here. So is Dave the King of Mexico. Producer Dave's in the other room getting ready for his big adventure today down at Del Taco in Los Angeles on Los Feliz and Brunswick. You can hang out with him from noon to 2. Pick up your new K-Rock sticker. You can also score tickets to the X Games, Rise Against, Foster the People, the 18th annual Hootenanny. He's going to have music and other stuff to give away. So go see Dave the King of Mexico at Los Feliz and Brunswick Avenues. In Los Angeles at the Del Taco there from noon to 2. And don't forget, when you get your K-Rock sticker, fill out the back, and you could win a 2012 Honda Civic Hybrid and a 2012 Honda motorcycle, both of them. Grand prize winner gets both of those vehicles. And you could also win tickets to the Honda Civic Tour with Linkin Park and Incubus. Let's talk about showbiz news, sad news in the world of movies. Screenwriter and director Nora Ephron has passed away at the age of 71. She is most famous probably for her screenplays to movies like You've Got Mail, Sleepless in Seattle, When Harry Met Sally. Great romantic comedy writer, died yesterday at 71. She had been suffering from leukemia. Apparently it was pneumonia related to that leukemia that took her life. So, sad news. You guys remember Casey Abrams? He was an American Idol contestant in 2011. He was the front runner for a better part of that show, did not win the whole thing, but he's still recording and writing music, and he has released a single to raise awareness about irritable bowel syndrome. Because when you think music you want to party with in the summertime, you want to get a nice irritable bowel syndrome song. This is a clip from the song now. He has the disease, and the song is called Chip on My Shoulder. All proceeds will go to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America. So a good cause and a song that is not easy to listen to. This is Casey's new song.
I think I might remix it.
It's not much of a...
Put some beats under it.
Yeah, it needs some dance. Yeah. Dance beat, some sort of rhythm.
Yeah. I'll work on the remix.
Chip on My Shoulder, if you're looking to pick that up. Chip on My Shoulder, Foam in My Pants is the name of that single. You can check it out.
Spice Girls got back together yesterday.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
This isn't like a really, you know, a long-term reunion. Like it was in 2007 when they went back on tour. No, this was just about 10 minutes.
Oh, good.
They were at a hotel announcing there's going to be a Broadway musical based on their music.
Based on their one song?
No, based on their...
What I want, what I really, really want.
based on their many hits. Dave, the King of Mexico, and I were yelling in the other room at you because they have many hits, and you refused to acknowledge that.
Well, Dave and I were in the studio over there trying to pull
Did he
clips.
School you?
No. He was trying to. I was like, what other song? I don't remember any song. We came up with this, which I don't remember at all.
Spice up your life.
I don't remember that at all.
What about, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my
That's
friends.
That's that wannabe song.
That's the same song?
That's the same song. Oh. You see?
I thought that was a different song.
It's the same song.
Yeah. No, they had other songs.
Nope.
I'm going to bring in other songs.
Okay.
Anyway, the reason I'm talking about this reunion is that they got together for about 10 minutes before Victoria Beckham ducked out the back door, leaving the other four girls to fend for themselves with press.
That's funny.
Apparently, they were not happy. She jumped on a plane bound for Los Angeles, leaving the others to complete the publicity round for the announcement of their new musical, Viva Forever.
I'm sure Baby Spice was really upset.
Oh, baby looks good. You seen the photos? The girls look good.
They have
aged well. Huh. Things have gone well for them.
But she's got to stop calling herself Baby Spice at some point.
I think all of the Spice nicknames are a little silly now at this point.
Upset, scary. That's appropriate.
It's like the new kids on the block.
Yeah.
Or the Beach Boys. After a while, you're sorry you started all that nonsense.
But they still have this.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
That's about
I had
all,
no
yeah.
idea that was the same song.
Same
as if you
song,
wanna be,
same song.
If you
want to
be my lover.
Yep.
Well, they've got other hits. I'll bring them in later. A DJ in Philadelphia, my hometown, is offering $1 million to Chris Brown and Drake if they will get into a boxing ring and duke it out.
Sweet.
Yeah. This is all done in conjunction with Damon Feldman. He's the guy who runs Celebrity Boxing. He's the man who brought us such legendary battles as Screech versus Horshack or whatever that
yeah,
was.
That's right.
He is offering $1 million to each of the guys if they'll get in the ring and duke it out. He wants to do a pay-per-view event, do it in Vegas or here in Los Angeles at the Staples Center. The target date of August the 24th.
I'd go see that.
I would too. They'll never do it, but...
No. And Chris Brown's going to definitely kick some ass there.
And they got enough money east that $1 million doesn't make them even listen. But if you get Rihanna as the ring girl, get her as the ring girl, it'd be the best thing. Three of them back together again, where they belong. So I don't think it's going to happen. This is going to suck. It's been confirmed that Ryan Reynolds has been cast in the lead of the Highlander remake. I don't know if you ever saw Highlander about the immortal warriors, the Highlanders. Great film. I liked it a lot. Sean Connery starred in it, Christopher Lambert. They're remaking this film, and now Ryan Reynolds apparently is going to take the role of Connor McLeod, who is the Highlander in that film. And it's a real badass sword play and
he's not
warrior
a tough
thing.
Guy.
He's not tough.
No.
He's not tough. And if Green Lantern showed us anything, he's a little flimsy to play an action hero. So, sad news for Highlander fans. But good news for people who like flimsy. Today's celebrity birthday is J.J. Abrams from Lost and Alias is 46 years old. Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man himself. Until July 3rd, when Andrew Garfield takes over the role, he's 37. Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer is 36. Antoine Dotson.
He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
Antoine Dotson of Internet Famous 26, Ed Westwick from Gossip Girls 25, Chandler Riggs, who plays Carl on The Walking Dead, is 13 years old, and Khloe Kardashian. She's 28 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All I'm saying is less than 4 hours from right now, tickets will have gone on sale for the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness 2012. April 7th at the Gibson Amphitheater, an all-star night of comedy, including our friends Jay Moore and Eddie Izzard, and just a phenomenal lineup. Street team members can buy their tickets at 10 o'clock this morning. Go to KROQ.com. Make sure you are signed up. Make sure you get the password so that you can buy your tickets because they may never go on sale to the public. This thing may sell out to street team members, and it is free and very quick to register. So good luck getting your tickets.
All right, let's talk about this Kate Upton commercial for Carl's Jr. that is maybe, perhaps, the best commercial that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Okay.
She's sitting at a drive-in, and she starts eating the hamburger, and she loves that hamburger. I'll tell you that.
The Southwest patty melt with jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, and spicy Santa Fe sauce.
She's writhing around.
Love burns you up the most.
I mean, she likes it more than most people like hamburgers.
Yeah, she is. And first of all, she's the hottest chick in the world.
Correct.
If you don't know who we're talking about, Kate Upton, she's on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue right now. She's 19 years old, a model from Michigan, who just, you can't believe how ridiculously hot she is.
And if you want to see the commercial that we're talking about, you go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com. We put the commercial up as a public service so that you could see what we're talking about. That's the only reason.
You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Give.
KevinandBean.com. You can watch this and many other commercials that are pretty
second
sexy.
Second of all, she goes to the drive-in by herself,
right,
and she's having this giant Carl's Jr. burger that looks delicious, and she just is practically orgasmic over the food that is in her mouth. And she is sweating, and she's writhing around in the back of the car, and she's eating a little and then sexing it up a little and eating a little and sexing it up. And I saw that commercial and I thought, well done, good job.
Me too. I applauded by myself. I'm like, yeah, good work.
And then we caught wind of this report that aired on KNX AM 1070 about a protest, about somebody complaining and asking Carl's Jr. to pull the ad for being too sexy.
What?
Do you want to live in a world where that commercial isn't on your TV? I don't.
No, that's the best commercial ever. Remember they had Kim Kardashian before they had her on the bed eating a Carl Jr. Yeah, this is the report that Bean's talking about with the guy who wants us to pull that commercial.
The founder of New Life Ministries says a Carl Jr. ad featuring model Kate Upton goes too far.
A guy's just sitting there watching a program, and it's a hamburger ad, and all of a sudden, you know, it's somebody having sex with a hamburger.
And
Steve Arterburn says Carl's Jr. should do the right thing and pull the plug on the ad. But corporate spokeswoman Beth Mansfield says the sexy burger commercial is being well received by its intended audience.
Really?
What we do at Carl's Jr. is to target a very specific audience with our advertising, and that's young, hungry guys. Men 18 to 34 years old.
Yeah, it's just right exactly perfectly where it should.
Mm. I love the way she says young, hungry guys, too, by the way.
She was the first person that sounded like a human being, too. That reporter sounded like a robot, the guy that was protesting.
Hey, K&X guy.
Thank you for whipping the crowd into a frenzy.
So Steve Arterburn, the founder of New Life Ministries in Laguna Beach, is the guy that we heard in that piece. He says the ad is dangerous because there are people, Kevin, who are watching who may be trying to overcome sexual addiction, and it's too much temptation to see that on their TV. They should be able to watch TV and not be aroused is what his complaint is.
It is a lot of hot, and it is very sexy. But until we're worried about Fatty sitting on the couch watching a commercial for every single restaurant, go back to your hole.
Well, apparently Mr. Arterburn is not the only one complaining about this Carl's Jr. commercial. Producer Dave has lined up Daniel Smigel for us from the AARP. Mr. Smigel, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, the AARP, that's the American Association of Retired Persons, right? So you deal with issues for the elderly?
No. It's a common mistake people make. We're with AARP, which is Americans Against Real-Life Porn.
Oh, I see. Okay,
a lot of
so
people get us confused, and maybe we should consider changing the name of our organization.
We keep
getting their mail, and it's very uncomfortable, and we have to just forward it to them.
They are the same. You do have the same letters as they do.
We do. When you say AARP, people's minds immediately jump to walkers and oxygen tanks.
So you're upset about real life porn.
That's right. It's bad enough that good Christian Americans need to try to go out of their ways to avoid pornography.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're giving it to us in real life. We can't even watch television without being bombarded by pornographic images.
Isn't it great?
No, it's not great, sir. I would say, in fact, if I were to be asked, it's the opposite of great.
That's the opposite of great?
As far as I know.
Mr. Smigel, there's no actual sex going on. She doesn't show any body parts that can't be seen on TV.
What's implied, sir, I think is even worse than actual sex. It's the filth that creeps into your mind and it allows your imagination to run in bad directions.
Go to our website and look at the commercial again. I think you might see it in a different light.
I don't want to see the commercial any longer. I've seen it several times.
We put it up so people could see what you're talking about.
I had to take several neti pots to my nasal cavities just to cleanse that commercial from my head.
So what kinds of commercials should be airing then if it's not sex?
This poor young woman that they've just obviously talked into it, just making lewd gestures with food camera.
How do you know she doesn't love it?
Because she's being exploited by her supple young body and her incredible breasts.
Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry.
You all right?
She's eating a hamburger.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, subliminal message here. What's a hamburger? Oh,
food?
Hot meat between two buns. That's right. That's what Carl Jr. is trying to sell us. Not a hamburger, but meat in between the buns.
Wow, you sound... You all right?
I'm okay. And yeah, also on that burger, what do you find? Pickles? Hello.
Yeah, there's pickles.
Hello, Mr. Pickle, which is much like a penis.
But it isn't. It's
Have
an,
you ever seen
it's
a pickle.
Pickle?
Have you ever seen a pickle?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a young woman take a pickle and rub it gently over her lip?
No, but I would love it.
You ever see a woman take the, her tip of her tongue and flick it across?
Oh, I would love that so much. That
it's
would be so good.
Filth. And I will not be subjected to it on my television, sir.
She's eating a hamburger. They're selling burgers. Look.
Oh, what else is in that burger? I wonder. Mayonnaise? What's
okay.
that?
Oh, stop it.
It's just mayonnaise.
What message is Carl Jr. sending?
It's mayonnaise.
Dripping from the sides of the buns with her meat inside of them.
Okay. You are way creepier than anything in this Carl Jr. commercial, Mr.
Not
Spiegel.
Not to mention this is for their jalapeno burger.
Yes, there are jalapeno peppers on it, and that
peppers.
Seems to be making
peppers?
Her hot. Yes.
Peppers or penises? It sounds very similar to me.
It doesn't sound the same at all.
Pepper? Penis?
No. It's,
no,
they both
it's just peppers.
Penis?
They both start with the letter P.
Indistinguishable, sir.
Go to the website and watch it one more time.
It off by drinking from a straw.
Yes.
Oh, the fluid rushing through the lungs.
Oh,
cylindrical straw.
Okay.
Now
you
I
know
understand
what?
Your devious intent, Carl
I
Jr.?
Think...
I will not rest until my penis does.
Okay. You've got more troubles than they do, sir. Thank you for joining us. K-Rock World Tour 2012, destination number 5. You go to Amsterdam to see Korn. Your chance to qualify with tickets to the Smokeout Festival coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday. Khloe Kardashian is now doing a radio show. Nobody needs that, right? That doesn't
Are
help
you
our
kidding?
Industry.
The more Kardashian, the better.
She is now living in Dallas, of course, with her husband, Lamar Odom, who plays for the Mavericks. And she is going to be doing a radio show starting, I want to say, today. Starting today on Mix 102.9. I don't know very much more about it than that, but we asked producer Dave if he could line up the beautiful Khloe for us. And I think we've got her on the phone right now. Hi, Khloe. How are you? Oh, wow. Someone answered the phone, but Khloe's not there yet, so she's walking toward it.
Hello?
Hi, Khloe.
Hi. Hi, Ryan. Hi, Alan. How are
nope.
you?
Nope. Kevin and me,
Hi,
Khloe.
Big boy. Hi, Tito. How are you?
No, still Kevin and me, Khloe.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Brian.
Kevin and me.
Hi, Carson. Hi, food truck.
What happened to Lamar Odom?
Lamar's busy.
Oh.
I'm here at the station getting ready for the show.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought we called you at home. You're at the station.
Yes,
fantastic.
I'm getting ready for the mix-up. With Khloe Kardashian Odom. KKO!
Why?
My new sign on. I hope you like it.
It's beautiful. Why are you doing a radio show? Radio is the lowest form
hold on
of
a second. Hold on a second. I'm on the air.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You're listening to the mix up with Khloe Kardashian Odom. KKO with Mix 102.9. Hey, did you see those SAG awards last night? I give a SAG award every time I see my sister Kim's butt. All right, we'll be right back after Born This Way by Lady Gaga. We're going to be playing that. And Kim was born this way, born stupid. And we're clear. Okay.
Okay.
What?
Khloe, it sounds like you're talking a lot about Kim.
No, not at all. I didn't bring her up. Why would I? Because I have my own show. I don't need her because she's dumb.
Okay, but you're doing nothing but trashing your sister that made you famous, though. I don't understand what the point
is.
Listen,
I'm not just her sister, okay? I have my own talents and my own gifts to give to the world.
Okay, what are those?
My sparkling personality.
Is that what it is?
Lovely radio voice.
Why do you want to do a radio show? It seems like you're already everywhere all the time, always. It's not like you don't have an outlet to get your thoughts out there.
I have a gift. I have a dream. And you have to pursue your dreams. I think if our show, Keeping Up the Kardashians, shows anything, it's pursue your dreams. And maybe someday you can be rich and famous like we are. Because that's how we got there, but by suing our dreams. And because my mom banged OJ.
Yeah, there's that.
Hold a second. I'm coming out of commercial. Hold a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You're listening to The Mix-Up with Khloe Kardashian Odom. KKO! On Mix 102.9. I'll tell you, it sure is humid out there in Texas today, isn't it? It's so humid that it's almost like Kim's in between her legs.
Really? Coming up next is Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. When I was a teenager, my dream was to kill Kim.
Chloe.
All right. Right back after this.
I'm going to move to Texas and do nothing but listen to your show, Chloe.
Thank you. I'm glad.
All right. Here's a topic I don't think we've done for a long, long time on the Kevin and Bean Show, but I was watching Parenthood last week. You watched that Parenthood on NBC Tuesday nights?
Dude, I have to deal enough with Asperger's without adding a TV show about it.
Yes, that's the show. And we had Monica Potter, who plays Christina, on that show. And her son has Asperger's. Max has Asperger's on the show. That's one of the many, many plot lines. It's a show about an extended family of grandparents and sons and daughters and their kids and everything. And I didn't think it would be the type of show that I would like, but it's great. It's so well written. It's so well acted. And they had a plot line last week where Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls, she's dating now. She's divorced and she is dating. And she happens to be dating the high school English teacher. And they're doing it. When Lauren Graham's son, who is also a student of the English teacher, comes into the guest house. Mom lives in the guest house, and the grandparents and the kids live in the main house.
This is the image that you'll never be able to get out of your head as long as you live.
Yes,
you cannot unsee one or both of your parents having sex. You just can't, because you know that your parents had sex at one point in their lives.
Mine
because
didn't.
That's how you got, well, I don't know how you think Mom got pregnant with little Kevin.
Immaculate conception.
You know that it happens, but you don't ever think, you can't think about your parents as being sexual beings. Even, by the way, if you're, if your parents are young, your parents are in their 30s
doesn't
in
matter.
Some cases, you still somehow think there's no way they're still having sex, right? Well, here's the conversation where this very awkward thing had to be brought up and dealt with, because the son, you know, he's just wigged out. It's not only his mother, it's his English teacher. And Lisa, you saw the episode. They were doing apparently unspeakable acts.
Yeah, when she ahead and play the clip.
All right.
And it was very noisy. And the kid walked in, and it took him about 1 second to realize what was happening in front of him. And he turned around and hightailed it and wouldn't look his mom in the eye the whole rest of the day.
I'm sorry you saw whatever, you know, whatever it was.
No,
I know.
No.
I don't want to bother you about it. And I feel like we can't even talk normally. I mean, I remember in junior high, I saw my teacher buying a fifth of vodka. And, you know, I thought that was bad. And this is much, much worse.
You didn't see teacher having sex with mom, okay? It's different and bad.
Different and bad.
And when the daughter explains the moment that he walked in on her, she's like, oh, then? Oh, my God.
Oh,
not then.
Man.
And you just have this feeling that, like, crazy ass stuff was going on.
1-800-520-1067. The question is, you saw your parents having sex, and what did that do to you?
I will tell you that my sister walked in on my parents and then told me about it, and I can't get the image out of
really?
My mind.
Really?
You
didn't even see it. But your sister had to unload that on you, didn't she?
Let me ask you guys this, because I think this is how I would handle it. And I don't know if this is going to be the experience of our listeners calling in or not. I would pretend it never happened.
Of course.
I would do everything I could to just beat that image out of my head, and I would never, ever, ever bring it up. I mean, this family, the kid wanted to talk to mom about it, didn't, told his sister, and then sister went to mom, and mom went to the kid and said, all right, we need to talk about what happened, just to clear the air, otherwise it's going to be awkward. But I think it would be more awkward to talk about it. I'd rather let the not talking about it just kind of fade out.
Me too.
Rather than bring
we
it
never
up.
Talked about
Give it a couple of years, even, if you need to.
Yeah.
Just let it fade.
Yeah, definitely.
That's not something you want to see.
Block it out.
I mean, you could be the most, you could be so into porn and watch it every day, but the parent thing, that'll mess you up for life.
Yep.
So we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. If you were unfortunate enough to walk into your parents, you're probably young, which means you'll never be able to get it out of your head. Let's begin with Daniel, who was 11 years old. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
he still sounds shattered by it.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, there's certain sexual moves that I can't even watch in porn because it just brings it up.
Really?
Oh, no.
So something super specific that you can no longer see or do.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
And it's something basic, you know, just one leg over a shoulder.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this. How did it happen? You said you were 11. Did you just innocently walk into your parents' bedroom, or is it one of those deals where you came home from, you know, baseball practice or something like that, and they were doing it in the living room? How'd you happen to come upon them?
Actually, I wanted to get the TV guide for my parents, and they were in their room. And I opened the door and just saw both my parents, who were over 300 pounds.
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
Wow! Did you
that
say anything?
Good for you.
Did you say anything or just turn and run?
No, I pretty much just turned and ran, and my best friend was over, and he didn't even know.
Wow. Did you ever discuss it with your folks?
Oh, God, no.
What channel is South Park on? Quick! Quick!
Daniel, you're scarred for life, man. You're a brave man to even speak of it in public today. Thank you for the call.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your call.
This is about the millionth time this has happened to us, but we're about 2 minutes into a discussion, a phone topic on the Kevin Bean Show, and I regret that we brought it up.
I'm sorry.
I wish we weren't having it. Before we go back to your calls, 1-800-520-1067, Lindsay writes in to tell you exactly what we're talking about. Well, I was in high school, guys, and I ran home to tell my parents I was sleeping over at a friend's house. I walked into the bedroom just in time to see my dad's butt up in the air. My mom, well, you know. I turned and ran out, went to the kitchen to leave a quick note to tell my mom. Well, she came out to talk to me about what I had just saw. While she was discussing it, I threw up in the sink listening to her.
Oh, man.
I stayed at my friend's house. I didn't speak to them at all until the next day. Still traumatized by it, Lindsay.
She went back in and her husband said, how'd that go? And she went, well, he threw up.
It's just, you want to just pretend it never happened. It doesn't happen. You certainly never should have seen it. I say don't talk about it with your parents. Just ignore that one. Put that one under the rug.
Yeah. All right. Let's start with Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Eric was 15 years old. Tell us what happened.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning. Hi.
I was 15 years old and I came home early from a party and,
rule number one, do not come home early. Go ahead.
My parents were, having sex in, our little blow up hole in the backyard. And, when they heard me, my mom stood up and my mom's a plus size woman.
Yes.
So wasn't the prettiest sight ever.
Right.
Aww.
The next day, my mom came to speak to me, and I haven't been able to look her in the eye since. And I've had nightmares about it.
Wow.
Yeah, look, I know intellectually you know that it happens, but you never want that to cross over into a physical plane where you have to see it. It's wrong. It's just wrong.
No.
Very wrong.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Very unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. All right, let's see here. Where do we want to go? Let's go to Karina. This is a nightmare. Hey, Karina.
Hi.
What happened to you? How old were you?
I was about 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
All right.
Yeah.
So
we used to go camping all the time, and we were in the same tent, and the tent was on the truck bed because it was snowing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember waking up and the truck just moving. And looking over and seeing them doing it.
You're
right
in the same tent.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Were they at least inside a sleeping bag?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
But don't have sex.
Right next to me.
Don't have sex next to your kids?
Seriously.
Come on.
They used to do it all. Like, I think I just got, like, they used to do it all the time, any vacation.
Really?
Hotels.
So every time vacation would come up, you'd start sweating. Oh, no, I can't.
Exactly. Now I refuse to sleep in the same hotel room with them and same tent if we ever go camping.
Of course.
Have you ever discussed this with them, or does it go unspoken?
Oh, unspoken.
Unspoken,
sure.
Right. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call, Karina. I appreciate it. Let's try Mitchell. He walked in on his parents, and he wasn't alone either. Someone else had to endure this. Hi, Mitchell. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show.
Hi, Kevin Bean. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
So I was coming home from a date, and I walked home, and I opened up the front door and went to go in the kitchen. And in the kitchen were both my parents together. The girl who I went on a date with screamed, and I pulled her hand and ran out of the place.
Sweet.
And what makes it even better is my parents are in their 60s at the time. So
wow.
It's not just that, but it's just like old, wrinkly. And
yeah.
And the next morning, my dad decided to give me the talk of the birds and the bees.
No,
No. So
yeah.
He gave you the talk. How old were you at the time?
21.
What? You were 21 and he was giving you the talk? Like you didn't, what's that about?
I don't know, but it was like the third time he'd given me the talk in my life. It was just the most embarrassing conversation.
When a mom, when a man loves a woman.
But I have to ask you, wasn't it one of the most memorable dates you ever went on in your life with that girl? Come on.
I don't think I've ever talked to her again. I don't think she's ever wanted to see my face ever again.
I don't blame her.
Oh, that's sad. Thank you for the call.
We're running out of time because we're going to get to Mark Wahlberg here in a second. But first, we do have to talk to Brian. Brian, how old were you?
I was 15.
And you walked in on what?
My brother picked me up from a football practice, and he wanted to surprise my grandparents. Walked in, couldn't find them. Walked into the bedroom. They were on the bed, no blankets on, all wrinkly and old.
Walked in on your grandparents.
Ran back out, hit my brother and said, I'll meet you in the car.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever talk to them about it or just hope that they would die soon?
No, they did not die very soon. That's a while, but we
that's
never
unfortunate.
Spoke about
it, ever. Oh, good, good. That's the right thing. That's the right decision. Thank you, sir.
My name is Paul Rodriguez. I used to see friends skating out in front of the school, and I used to ask them if I could see their board, if I could try Ollie on it or whatever, whatever. For that Christmas, I saved up my money, and I bought me my own skateboard, and ever since then, it's been an addiction.
Addiction, addiction.
Pretty much spending all my free time skating. I love skateboarding because it gives me a good feeling, a sense of satisfaction. I feel like I work hard to learn a trick, and when you work so hard and you finally accomplish something, you feel good.
D-Rod with a switch front side flip.
I fan out when I talk about Paul. He's like, he is who I look up to in skateboarding. What's going on? This is Paul Rodriguez, professional skateboarder.
Hey, P-Rod. Welcome back to the Cabin Beach, my friend. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me back.
Of course. It's our pleasure. I laugh every year when we have you guys on because I can't imagine what it's like when you're a little kid and you fall in love with skateboarding. You don't imagine you're still going to be doing it so many years later as a career, do you?
You know, you hope to, but it's especially when you're like 11, 12 years old, you don't even know to think of 15 years later. You don't right. even, that seems like an eternity, so...
Does a guy like you at the top of his game, do you feel like you are still getting better? Do you feel like every year like you're as the best you've ever been?
Yes, absolutely. That's the goal every year. Because I don't feel like that. I don't know that I'm going to keep going, you know?
Does your success work against you a little bit and your fame work against you a little bit in that every single competition you're in, people expect you to win? And there are a lot of other people. I mean, you're great at what you do, but there are a lot of other people that are really good at what they do as well.
Oh, of course, of course. You know, maybe like early on in the career, once I started feeling like people expected me to win, it kind of threw me a little bit. But, you know, I kind of learned to deal with it and adapt to it, and now it's not such an issue for me. But everyone is great these days in those competitions, so it's definitely.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of kids who grew up with X Games and all of that that they could watch, and they could watch you, and you didn't exactly grow up with that.
No, not exactly. So this is kind of like a new thing. And those kids who get to grow up watching it, to them it's normal.
Yeah,
so
that's really weird.
X Games Los Angeles 2012 this year, over 200 world-class athletes. Of course, tons of coverage on ESPN and ABC. You can buy your tickets now through Ticketmaster.com. Kevin, you have said every year since X Games existed, this is the one event you pay to go see in person, right? Because there's no better deal in the world.
It's not very expensive, and you can spend the entire day there, and you can see guys like P-Rod's, you know, skateboard, and then you can see somebody else do a BMX, and then you can see the, you know, the motorcycle. I mean, it's really just an amazing, amazing day. And it doesn't cost anything for what you get.
Yeah, it's a real good deal.
They're already putting things online on the skateboarding sites about what they're building down there this year. The California Rampworks people are building. I mean, every year they build new courses. There's 18 of them or something like that this year. How much advance preparation do you get walking around the place or trying out the stuff before you actually have to compete, P-Rod?
They usually give us about like 3 days of practicing on the course, but I already have the computer rendering of the course. So like, you know, for the past couple of weeks, I've already known what the course is going to look like.
Is that right?
Yep.
So you can kind of figure out what you want to do on it before you ever skate it.
Yeah, you can kind of develop a game plan. And when you get there, hopefully everything kind of turns out how you imagined it. Yes.
Right. How many events are you going to participate in this year?
I'm sorry, one more time?
How many events are you going to work this year?
I'm just skating one. Just skating the street.
Just the street? What a slacker.
Have you? Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry if this is a dumb question, but have you ever done the big air? And do you have any interest in doing it?
No, man. It's not my not within my skill range, I guess. It's never something I developed a love for.
It's funny because you would think that everybody, like your skill range obviously is skateboarding. So I would think as an athlete, I think most people go, well, if I could do that, I could do this. And then you get on the big air ramp and you go, nope.
Yeah, that like if I was going to do that, I would have had to start doing that really young, you know. Not that it's impossible to learn now. It's just now I'm so in love with street skating that I don't really have a desire to go, you know, get the skills developed on the big ramps.
Right. Understood. Well, P-Rod, you medaled in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2008, 2009, and the 2012 X Games are ahead of you. I know that it's something that you guys look forward to every single year, and we're always psyched when it comes to Los Angeles, and we're psyched to get a chance to see you, if not in person, then all over the TV. I hope you have a great Games this year.
Thank you very much. I really hope to do well this year.
Thank you, P-Rod. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, I appreciate it. You guys take care.
All right.